Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All right, here we go, BT. Three random questions as we do every Wednesday at 11:40. The first one, and there's a couple of things that I got this from this morning listening to the morning show. So the first one for you, do you celebrate your own birthday?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, they get a little more depressing by the year. I mean, quite frankly.
The numbers start to go up.
Yeah, numbers.
The enjoyment starts to go down.
Yeah, but if the numbers aren't going up, then we're not here.
Well, I was going to say, it could be the opposite, right? The higher, the longer you make it, the more there is to celebrate.
Yeah, I mean, the number could stop.
So yeah, I get it.
We'll keep taking them piling on. Do I celebrate it?
Like, do you make a big deal of your own birthday?
No, yeah. But thankfully, you know, my wife makes me feel special. My mom and dad still call and sing happy birthday, and the kids, you know, do their things as little kids. Okay. But I don't do anything about my birthday.
Like, you don't take off or anything like that?
No. Okay. No. Why do you?
No, I don't. But some people.
Well, let me guess. Sal, the program director, is about to criticize somebody who did.
I do need to have a meeting with Ryan and go over some things I would like changed around here. Hoff, you make a big deal of your birthday?
No, I'm the opposite. I make sure that nobody knows.
Right. You know why? Because you're an adult. You're a functioning adult. Don't you make a big deal?
I never did. After the heart attack, I give thanks every year.
See, there you go. That's something to celebrate. That's fair enough.
Now, is that the Hebrew birthday or is that the...
I usually do the Hebrew. Actually, okay. The next one's a big one. 60 is actually a
certificate. Oh! All right. We got a party with dough.
I'm confused. Just explain to me the difference.
Just the two different calendars.
Oh, right, so it's the same. It's not like
today.
You know.
Today is April 17th, based on the solar calendar. How long it takes the Earth to go around the sun?
Oh, okay, got you. Yeah, I wasn't sure if there was like different years. You know,
yeah.
How,
are
dog
you like 60
is,
and yeah, 62?
Right, exactly.
Is there a difference?
In dog years, yeah.
He's seven. He's not listening to you. A word you said about the sun rotating around the moon.
Neither are you. So that's okay.
No, I at least I know about the Hebrew calendar.
It's just a matter of when you celebrate, but it's the same amount of time.
It's off by a week or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, I got you.
No, he's not really 79.
That is something to celebrate, though. Just another year of life. I get it. I think that's probably the genesis.
Yeah. Sure. Well, who do you have a problem? Booms.
Oh, I mean, they just made the biggest deal of, it's his birthday, great, like, congratulations.
No, but hold on.
That's where I came up with the idea. Yeah, listening to him, like, all right, I mean, well, you know, 40 minutes on the commute in, and it was, you know, birthday boom celebration.
Well, here's the thing, though. So you asked me,
it's not like it was 70 or even 60.
60, it's 62, 50, 63. You know, yeah, it's not a benchmark birthday.
Right.
I got you, but... See,
I'm surprised he worked today. I guess coming in to receive all the accolades.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, right.
I think you're twisting things, though, just so you can take a little shot of booms. Because you asked me, do I make a big deal out of my birthday? The answer is no.
Right.
And neither does Boomer. Everybody around them's making a
Fair
big
enough.
Deal. Sending them putters
Fair
and
enough.
Cameo videos
oh,
and Fudgy
God.
The Whales
yeah,
and Bagel. That's not Boomer's fault.
I get it.
Everybody, maybe if people loved you the way they love Boomer, you wouldn't be so jealous.
That is true. Well, I'm not jealous. I'm just, it was a little much, I thought.
Could I give a birthday shout out real quick?
Happy birthday, Booms.
Not the Boomer, no. Oh. Screw that. He's got enough. Mr. Steve Stummers, I think he turned 100 today.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay. How old is he? Is it really his birthday?
It is.
Happy birthday, Schmooze.
Schmoozy.
Hey, I wonder if Steve got cake. See, I was here all those years behind the scenes, and I remember
one person only, having his birthday celebrated. You want to take a guess who that was?
I'm going to say Big Mike. Everybody's going to bow down to the Pope.
Yeah, all right, all right. Yeah. Yeah, matter of fact, sometimes it would be cake just lighter out of the newsroom, and people would be like, oh, what's this for? I was like, oh, it's Mike's birthday. And then the sales guys would be like, oh, Mike, happy birthday. He's like, it's not my birthday. It's not my birthday. It was such a funny thing because Mike didn't really love the, I mean, I think he liked it deep down, but like he didn't want it, you know what I mean? Mm. But they did. It was a big deal. Everybody else, that doesn't matter. Mike, here's the birthday cake. And now that's what we get with Boomer.
Now, by the way, why did you hijack this? I've noticed a lot of issues with this segment so far. You hijacked it was about schmooze, and now you make it about Mike again. Well, who cares about Mike right now? Schmooze's birthday.
Correct, but it made me think,
happy
birthday,
schmooze.
Yeah, right. They should have been sending schmooze birthday cakes back in the day. Yeah. That's my point.
Happy
birthday, Steve.
What did you do on your 21st birthday? I didn't even have a drink on my 21st birthday.
I really didn't go to a bar,
I should say.
I don't remember. I think my 30th, I went to Chicago to see the Mets play at Wrigley for the first time.
That's cool.
That was a big one. I don't remember 21.
Okay, I got you.
You did something big for 21?
No, because back in the day, we started drinking when we were like 16, so it really didn't make much of an issue when I was 21.
Right. Number two, this also
comes... Back in the day, that's no longer... You can't do that anymore.
Number two, this also comes from The Morning Show. What's your favorite car of all time?
The one that I've owned, or...
Well, you could pick either way. Well, one that you would either want, one that you could answer however you like.
You know, it's funny. I was never a car guy. Mm-hmm. Like, you're a car guy or you're not. You have the Lamborghini photo framed in your bedroom in the 80s
or
90s.
Yeah,
I didn't have any of that. I had Mattingly, I had Ewing, and I had Mullen. That's all I cared about. I had like Kathy Ireland and a few of those things, of course. But maybe Nicole Eggert, too, and Alyssa Milano. I was never really...
Anyone else?
I think that was that was the top of the list right there. I was never a big car guy. I'd have to say...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, God. It's certainly not the car that I'm in now, because I can't have the car that I've been now for more than 3 months without either getting flat out or getting smashed.
You ever have a car that you want?
Like, we were talking about this morning,
Jerry was saying his favorite car ever was a Mustang, but he feels like he's too old to be driving one, whatever, and that made me think of it.
If he drives it by himself. Yeah. Listen, Sammy turned 3 yesterday. By the way, how was the cake last night? Speaking of birthdays, how was the birthday last night?
It was good. It was fun.
Did the kids ruin the house?
No, all good.
Woo! I think that because my kids are still fairly young and transporting to games and stuff, no more child seats. We're past that stage. But I could see in like 7-8 years, maybe daddy going out there and getting a vet. I mean, if
there
I can afford it, or doing a little something wacky like that.
Year?
I think you're going to skew old because of your pops. I think I would skew new. Myself, I don't have a particular year, though.
You go more
and
I'd
probably go black. I wouldn't go red. I'd go black.
Okay, I like that answer. That's a good answer. Hoff, you have one?
Yeah, from Knight Rider Kit.
There you go.
Well, then wait. I want the Batmobile if we're doing specific cars.
Me too. Batmobile. See, I would be with Hoff. Like, if you were picking fantasy cars instead of the DeLorean or the Batmobile or the Dukes of Hazzard car, I'd probably go, although that would be up there. I would go either Dukes of Hazzard or...
Does Daisy come with the ride?
Then we're going Dukes of Hazzard.
So I'll scrap the car. Yeah. We'll take Daisy.
You don't want Hasselhoff?
Yeah. We'll walk.
Daisy, you know, eventually you might be like, you know what? Let me go back to Kit. You know, you have the kid on you. The kid's gonna be driving.
Hey, Kit the robot will never talk back.
Exactly.
She won't betray you.
For the record, I would go 1967 Pontiac Firebird, and yes, sentimental reasons. That was actually my first car that my father bought us years before I was even 16.
Uh-huh.
Restored it himself, gave it to me. And then he ended up selling it to buy me the 84 Corvette that I had because I couldn't drive stick. And now I do anything to have that car.
Stuff. Look at this guy.
It was
Mine was an 86 Chevy Cavalier. You actually had real rides.
Yeah, I did.
The funny story, I couldn't... you said you couldn't drive a 5-speed, right?
Yeah, I mean, I barely. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, so my dad said, do you ever get any money for college for baseball, I get you a new car, right? Nothing crazy.
Right,
nothing
crazy.
And here we go, and I'm with my ex-girlfriend at the time, and we're in Bay Ridge. I'm not going to say the name of the dealership. We get the car, right? And my dad's like, you know how to drive a 5-speed? Yeah, sure. I've never driven one in my life, right? So me and her, my dad takes his car. Me and her go in her car. I think she had a Lexus, whatever she had. And we get in my new car, and within 30 seconds, I get in an accident.
Oh, no.
Because, not on the avenue, not on, like, 3rd Avenue where this dealership was in Bay Ridge. It was I didn't know how to work the 5-speed, so the car jumped. And it hit the car in front of it. And then, you know, first time I go out.
Noticing a pattern with you here.
Well, there's actually long gaps between incidents, thank God. But then I was going out to a place in Long Island, and I'm on the Southern State, and I honestly did not know how to drive a 5-speed. It took me 3 hours. I kept stalling.
Yeah,
it was crazy. It's hard. But once you learn, it's awesome.
Last one for you.
Yes,
heavy hitter or finish, you know, with a mild question here?
Heavy hitter, dude. What do you think, man?
I'm not sure we asked this one before. I had this in the little Rolodex.
Do you want
here.
The good one or do you want the lame one? Give it a good one. Give it a juicy one, dude. Ones.
All right. Would you sacrifice sex for 2 years
if it
guaranteed a championship for your team of choice, whether it's the Jets winning a Super Bowl, the Knicks winning a title this year? Would you give up sex for 2 years if it guaranteed you a championship from one of your teams?
No.
You sure about that?
No. I'm not sure. Can I?
There is a part of everybody.
Can I make myself feel good? I mean, I need to understand. Yeah, like, what's the parameters here? If I can take care of business myself and keep the train moving and get the Jets a championship, then I'll do it. I mean, what do you want me to say?
Keep the train moving. Yeah, I will give you that. Yes.
Well, then, yeah,
you can
probably.
You could. I mean,
it's a tough call, dude. Would you?
Which team?
I always go back and forth. Jets or the Knicks, and I. My standard stock answer is I'd probably say the Knicks because for the Knicks to win the championship, it's April. It's late. It's, you know, latish mid-April, May, June. The Jets, it's probably, you know, buying the first round, divisional conference champion. It's 3 games. I think the Knicks run longer.
Think about the Jets winning the Super Bowl and what that would mean.
But think about the Knicks winning the championship and what that would mean.
I know, but you specifically.
Yeah, I hear you.
Like Knicks winning, we all feel that.
I'm a basketball guy before I was a football guy.
Well, whatever. I would, to answer the question, you better believe I'd give up sex for 2 years. I mean, you get married, you're basically giving up sex anyway. Give me a championship. I want a reward. What's another couple of months?
You said a couple of years. You said a couple of years.
No. Yeah, yeah. But
you
over
said
the,
2 years.
Yeah, but over the course of those 2 years, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it's not like I'm active the way that I used to be. I'll be honest with you. Pre-kid, pre-dog, it was like, there's no way I'd give up any of this stuff. This is the greatest thing ever. Then you get married, you get the dog, you get the kid. You're like, what's going on here? Give me the...
But they just bust out the laptop? Oh, jeez.
I mean, my God, at least I'd have a championship to celebrate.
That's why I asked the question that I asked. You know. Hey. I mean, I can't go 2 years with nothing.
I get it.
I can go 2 years with a championship and me taking care of business, I think.
Does it prevent other teams from winning? Like, if I say I want the Mets to win, it guarantees the Mets can win, but the Rangers could still win on top of two.
You guarantee only one.
If that happens, you get a threesome.
Yeah, yeah. Then let's go for it. I mean,
you
I guess.
You have an answer yet. Yeah, Huff?
I need a championship. I need to feel good.
Yeah.
Dove?
It's a question I cannot think about because they're not related. I can have both or neither.
What?
There's no connection.
Well, it's a hypothetical radio pick, Dove. We understand that,
there's
sir.
There's no reason to think about it.
I was afraid to ask Dove.
Well, then, I was validating that fear.
P.T. and Sal.
They're not related.
He made them related, hence the question.
You could give me a choice of this job or that job, or this food or that food.
Well, who's your favorite team?
Yankees.
Okay.
All right, well, then how about sex or the Yankees winning this World Cup? Let's cater it toward you.
Why does one do with the other?
I don't know. No, it's called radio.
It's about sacrifice, Dove. It's about sacrifice.
There's no connection. There's no reason why give you up one will relate to the other.
Why bring logic to the conversation now?
No.
I mean, story of my life.
Yeah, BT and Sal on the field.
Dovey. You knew that was going to happen when you asked him.
I know. I didn't want to.
We love you, Dove, but we didn't want to leave you out, even though you rolled the bit.
I knew that was going to be a tough one with Dove. I will say, I think the majority of our listeners would probably
give up and go for the championship.
I think so.
I don't think that you're wrong. Now, it depends how old you are. Yeah. I mean, I think that matters. If you're 22, 23, right. You know, not that, you know.
You're 60 or 70, I'd be working out anyway.
I mean, I still feel like I'm 25.
I get you.
I honestly do.
Oh, me too. I'm not saying the hunger's gone.
Yeah.
I'm saying it takes two to
tango. Just the meal is gone. I'm still hungry. This is nothing on the plate.
It takes two to tango. Woo! BT and Sal on the Fan. We will restore order. Get back to the main topic at hand as we review the crown topic of the day. The Yankees will get it to the Mets as well. And your calls, 877-337-6666.